AircheckDownloads.com.
I'm Scott Shannon, your personal radio DJ, on a special July 4th edition of America's Greatest Hits. Heard every week coast to coast on great American radio stations like Super Hits 106 in Sageville and Dubuque, Iowa. We're on the variety station CTG in the Delmarva Peninsula. And in Phoenix, Arizona, you can always hear us on 94.5 Cool FM. Coming up this hour, special guest John Fogerty explains why he plays his American rock and roll just like the original stuff.
America's Greatest Hits.
But right now, to salute this holiday, we've got an extra special countdown. Here comes my top five songs from the 70s and 80s about America. Now, no salute to Independence Day would be complete without the patriotic song that's at number five. Written by Lee Greenwood in 1983, it wasn't a big hit when it first came out, but in the years since, it's become very special for our country. First for the 1993 Gulf War, then for Hurricane Katrina, and then 9/11. The song's always been there to help pull the country together in times of national crisis. Here's Lee Greenwood with God Bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone,
USA!
This is America's Greatest Hits, and the countdown continues.
Number four.
Checking in at number four on our countdown of my top five songs about America. That's John Mellencamp with R.O.C.K. in the USA. Before that, we kicked off the countdown with number five, Lee Greenwood with his patriotic hit, God Bless the USA. Now, most people know that July 4th celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Independence. That's the document that freed us from British rule. But do you know what the colors in our country's flag stand for? Well, red stands for hardiness and valor, white for purity and innocence, and blue for vigilance, perseverance, and justice. We celebrate July 4th with spectacular fireworks displays. And the biggest show is in New York City. The Macy's Fireworks Show explodes 1,800 shells a minute. More than 40,000 explosions during the 25-minute show. And did you know that five foreign countries also celebrate on the 4th? Denmark, England, Norway, Portugal, and Sweden celebrate because so many of their people emigrated to the U.S. in the early 1900s. Now, here's a song about those brave folks. It's Neil Diamond with number three on my countdown, America. That's Neil Diamond with his musical salute to our country's immigrants, America. Coming in at number three on our countdown of my top five songs about the USA. Coming up, I got the top two as our special 4th of July edition of America's Greatest Hits continues.
America's Greatest Hits.
Counting them down coast to coast every weekend.
Scott Shannon, America's Greatest Hits.
We are counting down my top five songs about America on this 4th of July weekend. Here's a recap at number five, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. Number four, R.O.C.K. in the USA by John Mellencamp. And at number three, America by Neil Diamond. Now, the All-American song at number two was recorded because of Sly Stallone. It was for his Rocky IV movie, and his choice to sing it was none other than the Godfather of Soul. Here's James Brown at number two with Living in America.
Knock out, bitch. I feel good.
Flashing right back to 1986. That's the late, great James Brown with the biggest of his 44 hits on the pop chart, Living in America. He lands at number two on our All-American countdown. Now, who has the number one July 4th hit? Well, here is the answer.
Number one!
This song is so legendary that its 800-word manuscript was auctioned off for $1.2 million. The guy who wrote the song refused to explain the meaning of the song for decades. But before the auction, he said, quote, basically, things in our country were heading in the wrong direction. So it's a morality song, an indescribable photograph of America I tried to capture in words and music, unquote. Coming in at number one on our July 4th weekend survey, here's Don McLean with American Pie.
A long, long time ago,
this will be the day that I die.
Don McLean with American Pie, the number one song on our 4th of July countdown of songs about America. I'm Scott Shannon on the air everywhere with this extra special edition of America's Greatest Hits. Time now for our special guest this hour, an all-American performer by the name of John Fogerty, who is the former leader of Creedence Clearwater Revival. John's still out there singing and playing from coast to coast, and he says a lot of musicians like to revamp their classic hits to make them more modern. But not John. He says he plays them like he made them.
My own motivation for playing those songs, and particularly...
That's Huey Lewis in the news with I Want a New Drug. Coming up, another episode of our trivia challenge, Who Did It First? A song from A Night in Heaven. A movie that's anything but a classic. It flopped and so did the single. But a year later, a band from San Francisco took the remake right into the top 10. I got the story and the song right after this quick timeout on America's Greatest Hits. Brought to you in part this week by Burger King Grilled Dogs. Hey, Burger King does have hot dogs, flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Pick up a grilled dog today at participating Burger King restaurants, flame grilling hot dogs since 2016.
America's greatest hits.
America's rock and roll DJ is on.
Now, this song is the first of six big number ones by the two-man band Billboard magazine named the most successful duo in rock history. From 1977, here's Daryl and John with the song that shot them to stardom, Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far.
This is America's Greatest Hits.
My name is Scott. Thank you for joining me on this special 4th of July weekend edition of America's Greatest Hits. Coming up, another episode of Who Did It First? But before we get to that, let's crank up another all-American hit. This one's by Greg Kinn, a guy who says they don't write them like that anymore. Yeah, he says, I don't know what any song's been about since 1974. I don't go reading history books and writing about Cortez. I'd rather write songs about my girlfriend. Unquote. Here's Greg Kinn and his band with a perfect example, his hit from 1981, The Breakup Song. Flashing back to 1981, that's Greg Kinn and The Breakup Song.
This is America's Greatest Hits with Scott Shannon. And now it's time for another edition of Who Did It First?
Now, the singer-songwriter who co-wrote this song was fresh out of rehab after he kicked a nasty heroin habit. He says during detox, people would ask him, how do you deal with an obsession? Which he says, quote, gave me the idea for this lyric. But I knew I couldn't just write about drugs because I wanted to write about something that would reach a wider audience than just junkies, unquote. So he teamed up with another songwriter, and here's what they came up with. That's Michael DeBar and Holly Knight with her original 1983 version of Obsession. Their single was a huge flop. But a year later, a six-piece band from San Francisco remade the song and took it right into the top 10. Here's that group and Emotion with their version of Obsession. Flashing back to 1984, that's An Emotion, closing out our Independence Day special with our biggest hit, Obsession. America's Greatest Hits, produced by CBS Radio and the United Stations Radio Networks. Thanks to Jim Ryan, Dermot O'Neill, Jim Zoller, Bill Strom, Louie Polici, the Geeter with the Heater, Jerry Blavitt, and Andy Denmark. On our next edition, we'll be checking in with our special guests, Tina Turner and Kenny Loggins. I'm Scott Shannon. Thank you so much for listening to our radio show. I'll meet you right here next week, same time, same great radio station, for another edition of America's Greatest Hits.
America's Greatest Hits.
AirCheckDownloads.com.